I'm Martin Anderson. You're tuned to WNCW. It's our spring fun drive, and we happen to be joined by one Steve Martin. Good day to you, sir.
Hey, how are you? I love your station. I listen to it all the time. Sometimes I listen in the car when I'm in North Carolina. Sometimes I listen online. And I just love your range of music that you play.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. We are honored to hear that you're a listener, Mr. Martin. Congratulations on this new release you've got with the Steve Cannon Rangers and Edie Brickell. It is just called Live, because that's just what it is, recorded live at a very beautiful venue, judging by the DVD that comes with it. It's a CD and a DVD combo, and actually we should tell our listeners that the album is available as a thank you gift for your WNCW pledge, for a $100 pledge. Where was this recorded?
It was recorded at the Fox Theater in California, just outside of Los Angeles. It's a beautiful, older theater that had been recently refurbished. It's really, really nice.
You have been in love with bluegrass and old time and roots music in general for how long?
Well, since I first heard it, I can't really date it. I was at least, older than 15 when I first started hearing the banjo and this type of music. There was a folk music craze sweeping America, and that was really led by the Kingston Trio, but it also led me to more esoteric artists. Of course, every name is escaping me right now. But I was just mentioning that Doc Watson was one of the first voices I ever heard on record. And some of the mountain music was so beautiful to me, and the modal sounds of the mountain music, and I still am deeply influenced by that sound today.
And you talk about on the live DVD that comes with this live release about how you met the Steep Canyon Rangers, who are from Brevard and Asheville here. They're one of our favorite bands.
Yep.
In fact, their album was the number one pick of WNCW listeners in our top 100 countdown.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And yeah, I actually met them at a party in Brevard. And we sort of, you know, once they came to New York to play, and they said, would you like to play a song with us? And I said, sure. And I was playing, it was a song I wrote called The Crow, and I was up there playing it, and I thought to myself, this song never sounded better. And when I did my first album called The Crow, my agent said to me, you have to go on tour to promote your record. I said, I do? And he said, yeah, and he said, you're going to need a band. He said, now you can either hire individual musicians or you can find a band that already exists. And I said, well, individual musicians sounds difficult because you have to, you know, have to find if they're all available or not or something. And I said, I only know one band, Steep Canyon Rangers. We got together, and it was the luckiest day of my life. Well, I won't say my life, but that year.
Your wife might be listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it really does seem to be just a perfect pairing of you guys. And then along came Edie Brickell a few years later.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the New Bohemians, they weren't exactly a bluegrass sound. How did you pair up with her to become a songwriting duo?
It was another bit of serendipity. She heard the album, one that I did with the Rangers, the Rare Bird Alert, and the first one, and she came up to me and said, I really like your songwriting. She said, would you ever like to write a song together? And I had never written a song with anybody ever before. And I said, sure, and not knowing how to write a song with anyone. And I thought, well, I said, yes, I better follow through. And so I called her, and it was a little bit of an awkward meeting. And then now we are actually about 35 songs later. We've written songs for a new musical we're working on, which, by the way, is set in Asheville and North Carolina. And in fact, we're doing a workshop this week in New York off.
Oh, great. Well, we knew Asheville had become popular because the two of you had written a song about it, When You Get
right
to Asheville. How did that particular song come about?
You know, Edie writes the lyrics, and I would write essentially banjo tunes, and I would send them to her. So I don't know how it came about. It just came up in her head, and I was very thrilled when I heard what she'd written for us. one, because it had this line in it, when you get to Asheville, send me an email. And I suddenly was aware, oh, we're not writing old-fashioned songs. We're writing modern songs in with vernacular of the, you know, Appalachian sound and the roots sound. So that made me very happy when I first heard that song.
Good. Once again, your genuine love for this Southern Appalachian roots music shows through in all the music that you do. We're talking with Steve Martin here on WNCW, this new live release, Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers with Edie Brickell live. It is a CD and DVD. It's available for a thank you gift for your pledge of support to WNCW. The number to call is 800-245-8870. A lot of tunes on the CD, a lot of tunes and funny jokes on the DVD. It really is a nice blend, Steve, of comedy and music here. You tell
great,
lots of jokes. Not too many banjo jokes, though, I guess.
No, I don't do those.
Yeah.
I felt a banjo.
Yeah. Plenty of other good humor on there, including some jokes about your digital tuner that you use. And it's so good that it even picks up TV, and you joke about PBS comes in, but it's a fundraiser. Now, you wouldn't turn off WNCW during the fun drive, would you?
Oh, of course not. I've got it wired into my digital tuner. It's always on.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on WNCW. Steve Martin, we welcome you back to the area next time you're here to play maybe with Steep Canyon Rangers and Edie Brickell, and congratulations again on this live release.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be on your station.